Top 10 questions about breast cancer answered. Mega Doctor News. By Joel Streed, Mayo Clinic News Network. Breast cancer receives much attention during October's Awareness Month. Although sightings of pink ribbons and breast cancer-related information increase during the month, it's crucial to keep screenings and clinical breast exams at the forefront of preventive care year-round. A Mayo Clinic Health System high-risk breast consultant and breast cancer awareness advocate shares the top 10 questions about breast cancer asked by people of all ages and backgrounds. Why do I need to worry about breast cancer and having routine mammograms? This is the most common question shared during breast clinic consultations. Many people mention that they don't have any family history of breast cancer. However, approximately just 20% of breast cancer is related to family history and genetic links. People are considered at the highest risk after a breast cancer diagnosis in a first-degree relative, such as a mom or sister. What can I do to prevent breast cancer from developing? For most people, the answer is to live a healthy lifestyle, including not smoking, minimizing alcohol consumption, and maintaining an ideal body weight through diet and exercise. The majority of the risk for breast cancer comes from being female, having breasts, and aging. What steps can I take to be informed of my risk of breast cancer? This answer has two parts. The first part is to learn about your family's medical history. The second part is to follow your healthcare team's recommended preventive screening plan, including a mammogram if necessary. Should I continue doing self-checks of my breasts and have an annual clinical breast exam? The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force update breast screening recommendations annually, but more research studies need to be done. Your health history and conversations with your healthcare team will help inform the best approach for you. Although not all healthcare professionals perform a yearly clinical breast exam as part of an annual physical, you may choose to perform monthly or quarterly self-checks to increase your breast awareness. Both a yearly breast exam by a medical professional and regular self-checks are recommended if you have a higher risk of breast cancer. What does it mean to have dense breasts? And how does that affect mammograms? Approximately 30% of people have moderately dense breasts and up to 10% have extremely dense breasts. While dense breast tissue does affect the detection of breast cancer through mammography, a mammogram is still a recommended annual screening starting at age 40 for people with average breast cancer risk. Does taking a birth control pill increase my risk of developing breast cancer? No strong connection has been identified to suggest any such connection in average risk patients during childbearing years. However, studies suggest that continuing hormone therapy after age 60 can increase the risk of breast and endometrial cancer. Does pregnancy and breastfeeding increase my risk of breast cancer? No, it's quite the opposite. The risk of developing breast cancer decreases based on the duration of time spent pregnant and breastfeeding. How do environmental toxin exposure and radiation affect breast cancer? Certain factors, such as radiation exposure from previous cancer treatment, working in an environment with toxins, or other radiation exposure can increase your risk of many cancer types, including breast cancer. Should I have genetic testing to determine if I have a family-related risk of breast cancer? The short answer is, for some people, yes. However, genetic testing is recommended only after a discussion with your healthcare team or breast specialist about your cancer risks. You may be asked to meet with a genetics counselor to ensure that there is a strong indication for testing. Does my race affect my risk of breast cancer? The answer to this question is complex. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, African Americans, American Indians, Pacific Islanders and Alaskan Native Americans have a much higher rate of breast cancer and breast cancer-related mortality. However, there are many nuances to this concerning medical equity, racial disparity and other considerations that need to be explored and addressed. If you have been identified as having a higher risk of breast cancer and referred to a high-risk breast clinic, you can expect a comprehensive meeting with a healthcare professional who is skilled and passionate about breast cancer prevention and survivorship. Graham King, MD, is a family medicine physician who performs high-risk breast assessments at the breast clinic in Mankato, Minnesota.